It's time to fire it up.
Why you gotta make me feel inferior? Because I'm on the grill, B.
From the chow.
Food for action.
To the gear.
It's 122,000 BTUs of char-broiling power.
To the drinks.
Drink some beers.
These guys have you covered.
We're just kicking back out here. Just having a barbecue.
This is the Grillin' Guys.
Welcome, you listen to the Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Hey, we're back. It's Barbecue Bob and Jop. We've had like a 3 or 4 week sabbatical. We did a little dance with Rona, and then Bob took a little vacation. But we're back in the seat, and it's going to be a great weekend to get out in your backyard and fire up a grill. We're getting this little middle of the winter break here on that frigid cold, and I'm fired up, but I am Jop, he's Bob. What's cooking, baby?
Hey, thanks, Jop. And I think spring is here.
Right.
The groundhog died.
Yeah. Yeah.
He died.
Better than the rabbit.
I got to tell you, we have a good friend out in Lowell, Michigan, and he bought a beer store that was kind of like run of the mill, and he has invested his life savings and he's turned it into what I'm going to predict is going to be like one of the coolest beer stores you'll ever walk into. And his name is Joel Oudbeer. He's never out of beer, as Jop says. He's on the live line, on the grilling line right now from Showboat Spirits. How are you, Joel?
I'm doing well.
I stopped in for these beverages to bring on the show to kind of really promote your business because we love promoting small business. And your piano was getting tuned while I was there.
Yeah.
Tell us what's going on with a baby grand in a beer store.
Yeah, well, my wife's a musician and a pianist and constantly trained, so we needed to get her back playing. And so I threw that in, and people have been really digging it, especially Friday nights. We do usually wine beer tasting from 5 to 7 every Friday night, and she gets down and starts crazy on the keys, and people are digging it and hanging out and tasting, and we just talk beer. Yep.
Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun. So I'm just trying to get my head wrapped around this because I might have been in a few beer stores in my day, but I've never been into one where they're playing live music while I'm there. Are you trying to get people to come in and hang out a little bit, or is it just atmosphere while you're there?
Well,
yes.
Both. We love people just to come and see and check out all the different beers from, you know, all over the United or the world, really, and mainly, of course, all the Michigan craft, and sit down and walk around and check things out and read, and then the ambiance is just really making people feel like, hey, I'd like to stay here. And we got a bunch of musicians that come in, and they're just, because of this COVID nightmare, they just have no place to play. And so they come in and they just sit down and play, you know, often. So
I think Jop can play the washboard. You might want him down there with that washboard.
You saw me, Saki? I can play chopsticks.
Yeah, well, definitely we got Saki. We can do that. Anything, spoons, you know, whatever you want to do.
Don't give him a spoon. He's got habits.
Right. But so we've got a huge selection of craft beer, but I understand there's liquor and wine as well. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we're really trying to ramp up the bourbon for sure. I hate to say I'm a craft bourbon guy, but definitely trying to pull in a lot of these different bourbons that haven't been exposed, like a lot of the famous ones, and which are hard to get now. So we're definitely pulling a lot of Michigan, and I must have at least 15 to 20 Michigan bourbons that are coming out of the woodwork.
You could get shot in Kentucky for saying that.
Yeah.
Well, yes, right. I shouldn't say exactly.
So did you ever bring in Ancient Age like I asked you to?
Yeah.
Did you?
Ancient Age, yes.
So you better go buy it then, Bob.
I'll tell you, it's one that my neighbor Bill gave me. It was a really old bottle, and thought it was
Bill was old too. Maybe he got it when it was a young bourbon.
I think he got it as a kid, but. I thought it was one of the best bourbons I'd ever had, and then my son-in-law checked it out in Kentucky, and it was $15.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's
better
definitely
yet.
On the. It is better yet, but it's crazy. Like just like a benchmark, You know, I think that's just as good as, I hate to say it, but a Jack Daniels, and it's half the price. There's just a lot of good bourbons there that aren't paying for names, you know.
So since I'm a Lowell resident, I live outside of Lowell, but since that's my community, I'm thrilled at what you're doing. You and your beautiful wife, and I'm thrilled that she can play piano, because is it a baby grand?
Well, that's what it's called, a parlor grand.
Oh.
It's a small baby grand. It's so they consider this a parlor grand.
Well,
and
I was telling our producer here, Trevor and Jop, about the sound that was coming out of it in that old building of yours with the high ceilings, and it was grand.
Yeah, it is definitely it has a good sound, for sure. There's no doubt.
Yeah,
very good.
I'm very excited for you. So tell people where you're at.
Yeah, we're right here on right down on Main Street, 213 East Main, or right across from the Main Street Barbecue Inn, or on the same block as
You're just around the corner from the cop shop, too, right?
Yes, exactly. Right across. I keep telling everybody when they walk out, make sure you wave over there because you're on candid camera, you know. And
well, the cool thing is you have a beautiful, beautiful business that you're building. You're throwing your heart into it. You moved back from Colorado, and here you are building up a big bourbon selection. We're creating a trifecta because 10 miles south in a little town called Alto is the Alto Bar, legendary for Friday night cheap steaks. But what they're really not known for that they should be is they have over 200 bourbons in stock. So with them down there and you, we just need, you know, one more business to have the perfect trifecta, and we'll figure out what that is.
Yeah, that'd be great. I've heard a lot about that, a lot of good things. I got to get in there to see what they're carrying so they can say if you want some, you can head this way.
There you go. That's the connection you need to make.
I think we just made it.
Yep. He's selling it by the glass.
Good.
Sell it just in a bigger glass bottle, that's all.
Joel Oudbeer, Showboat Spirits, Lowell, Michigan, right downtown, right by the Flat River Grill. So if you go downtown Lowell, Michigan, and want to get a nice handmade pizza or something like that at the Flat River, you won't be disappointed. And then just walk a couple steps down, and you'll trip into this place that's going to be absolutely amazing to you. Joel, thanks so much. We're going to taste a couple more of your beers. We got a Pigeon Hill here right now. And then I'm going to try your recommendation of the Plaid Habit.
Nice.
All right.
I appreciate it, Bob.
All right. Yeah. Great.
Thanks for your time, Joel.
You bet.
Hey, you guys. You have a good day.
All right. Well, that's cool. Got a new beer store, and the guy's going after it.
I mean, it's
kind of Lowell. If you've never been to Lowell, it's exit 51 off 96 between 52, excuse me, off 96 between Grand Rapids and Lansing. And you go north about 4 miles, and you hit a T where there's two gas stations on opposite corners.
Take a right.
Take a right. That's M21 if you're coming in from like St. John's
or Williamston if you've been over at
exactly
Old Nation.
Right. So there's lots of ways to get there, but he's right on the main street in Lowell, just a couple blocks beyond the river. Anyway, cool guy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a cool little town, and it's like the little town up north I grew up in. It's just a farm town.
Yeah.
Except this one still has jobs.
Right. Yep. But there's a grain elevator there.
Yes.
Right? I mean, every little farm town had a grain elevator.
That's what drew me to it. I came off the freeway. I was a young buck, and I was looking for land, and I saw those elevators coming down the road, and it's like, oh, this is pretty.
Yeah. Yep. Cool little community.
Yeah.
Cool little community.
Jop, you had something you wanted to share.
Well, I'm going to cover it in the next segment because it's going to take a little longer. I made some comfort food clam chowder, and it came through the Dutch oven. So I want to share it with everybody. Stick with us. We'll be back.
All right.
Hi, this is Shasta with Old World Olive Company. I want to personally invite you to visit one of our tasting rooms and sample any one of our certified extra virgin olive oils or aged balsamic vinegars. My knowledgeable staff can show you hundreds of pairing combinations. We also offer seasonings, tapenades, and specialty wines to complete your meal. So please, step into my kitchen and make a lasting memory of your own. Or you can visit us at theoldworldoliveco.com.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites: Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey. Engineering better Michigan beer.
Hey, this is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about my favorite butcher shop. It's Sobey Meats on the northwest side of Grand Rapids on Remembrance Road. This is a custom butcher. They'll cut any piece of meat that you want, any size, any way that you can dream of, to make sure that your grilling experience is perfect. Sobey Meats smokes all their own meats. They've got kielbasas and over 40 different flavors of brats. You've got to try Sobey Meats on Remembrance Road. Tell them the Grilling Guys sent you.
Fenn Valley Vineyards, located on the shores of Lake Michigan in Fennville, Michigan, 45 minutes south of Grand Rapids. It's one of the most beautiful, most picturesque vineyards in North America. This family's been making wine for over 40 years. You have to bring your friends and family to the tasting room and experience pure Michigan wine. Fenn Valley Vineyards.